Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Greg Mannarino. Wednesday, October 30th, 2024, pre-market report. Let's start off with this. So apparently we got some really outstanding economic news today. Sorry. The U.S. economy added 233,000 jobs last week. However, there's a few caveats to this. Number one, this is a fake number. Period. Number two, with regard to factory activity and manufacturing, we are in contraction and remain so. As a matter of fact, manufacturing, the sector, lost jobs. Imagine our shock. Really, honestly, look, we've become an import nation. It's not going to change. Bring back every factory on the planet to the United States, which is, of course, Donald Trump's plan, and you will see what happens here. No one wants our products anymore. No one wants our dollar anymore. Period. The freaking end. So the bottom line is, okay, so we're just done, and it's not just the economy here in the United States. The world economy is finished. Now here's something you need to pay attention to here. U.S. economic leading indicators. And oh, to my surprise, I really? You're trying to tell me that leading economic indicators remain in decline? Oh, who'd have thought of that? You're not allowed to know this kind of stuff, and you can look it up for yourself. People, we've never seen such a situation before with the lies and distractions and deceptions ever. In my lifetime, I've never seen this. Now, here's something very interesting that I want you to focus on. So Janet Yellen wants you to get banked. I've been urging all of you since I don't know how freaking long to get unbanked. So Janet Yellen here, a lovely, beautiful gnome, whatever it is here, she's not human either here. She's targeting so-called unbanked people and wants you to get banked. In fact, she's got a plan to get your cash into these banks. She's going to make it easier for people to get a bank account. And are you ready for the kicker? She's going to make it easier for you to borrow and, of course, become more of a slave to the system. Let me just say this, okay? You all know me. I've been out here for quite a long time. Do not, I repeat, do not keep cash in these institutions that you don't need to have there to transact. I understand clearly that we are forced to participate in their system. And the fact that Yellen here wants unbanked people to get banked, if that isn't another reason to run from this black hole distortion of what used to be a banking system, which has now been turned into, I don't know what it is. You got to get out of here, man. Look, you know, and I know, the entire global financial system, this thing is coming apart, okay? The fact that central banks are inflating global debt at their fastest pace we've ever seen in history. Meanwhile, the world economy is contracting at its fastest pace in history. That should tell you something here. The only way the system can function, people, and you know what I'm about to say, at least I hope you do. It operates in a perpetual, ever-growing vacuum. It's a black hole. And the fact that you hear a creature like Yellen saying, no, unbanked people, oh, I'm going to make it easier for you to get banked and easier for you to borrow more cash into existence, that should really tell you something that you and I have been so on target with this for so freaking long, people. But again, this is exactly what you would expect to see in this kind of an environment. They need to get more people sucked in to their system because it's being taken apart. They want to and are creating vast dependency on their system only to pull the plug out. Understand, we are moving very, very rapidly into a new system, a new paradigm, a new set of rules. Sound familiar to you? If you've been with me for any length of time, you've heard me say this from 10 years ago. I said we were moving into a new system, a new paradigm, a whole new set of rules. I think we've nailed that one to the wall here, but again, the mechanism, the methods of deception, distraction, control, does it bother you at all to understand that we here, you know, the whole world, but none more so than the United States because of this presidential selection here, we have become a controlled society. A society where people, again, they don't know which way is up, which way is down, inside or out. A society that has been plagued with fear and insecurities. And then you've got politicians, puppets, who prey on that. You've become nothing but prey, a means to an end. Not you and me again. We clearly know what's happening, what's going on, and why. And we are taking action. We're not just sitting back doing nothing like most people are. They again, just don't. It's the mechanism here. They're not allowed to know that there are ways out of this. And I'm telling you right freaking now, with Yellen coming out here, targeting. Yellen targets unbanked population with new financial strategy. She wants you banked. She wants you locked into their system and, again, make it easier for you to borrow. Imagine our shock. Really? Honestly? Oh, I'm just so surprised about this. Aren't you? Oh, man, I'm telling you. It's too much. So, you know, let me just say this again. Get out of the banking system, people. I don't know another way to put it. I understand, again, that you must participate in their system. You're forced to do it. You can't sidestep it. Otherwise, they're going to come after you. So what do? Number one is you get your cash out of the commercial banks. I've been telling you this for, I don't know, a decade. Put your cash into someplace that's safer. All right? In my opinion, do your own research on this. I'm going to say it again for the gazillion time. It's credit union. Credit unions do not take on the risk that commercial banks do. They have zero derivative exposure. They operate on a non-profit basis here. So even with that, I am not telling you to get fully banked here. Even with credit unions, just keep in those accounts what you need to. The rest of it, people, look, man, if you have to hide it under your mattress, I would say that's a better alternative here. But we must be looking further down the line here. The collapse of the system is at hand. I don't know another way to put this to you. Period. And the fact that you hear something like this tells you that it's really the truth. So what are we doing here? In my opinion, again, this is my opinion, you take these, look, you go out there, you and me and everybody else here, you work for the privilege to borrow central bank issued notes into existence. You don't own them. They are owned by an issuing central bank, owed back to an issuing central bank, plus interest they create out of nothing. Again, it's just the most twisted system on the face of the earth. But you have the ability to take these central bank issued notes, give them back to the issuing central bank, and convert it into a hard asset. In my opinion, silver remains the most undervalued asset on the face of the planet Earth. Gold, number two, platinum, palladium, number three, commodities exposure. You all know this. People, look, man, there's no reason on this earth or off this earth to keep your cash in a bank. Or even a credit union for that. The only reason why you would keep your cash in a credit union is to participate in their freaking freak show system, which is designed to destroy you. Does this sound about right to you? Anyway, man. So just stay unbanked if you are so already, and get unbanked more so than ever because Yellen wants you banked. She's targeting you. You're being targeted by a little freaking thing that isn't even human. You understand? Look, man, I don't know another way to put this here. Anyway, so Economic indicators are again in free fall. Imagine our shock. It's not going to stop. The world economy is being systematically and methodically taken apart piece by piece as we make this move into this neo-feudal systems, overlords and everybody underneath. Now understand, look, man. This current system is collapsing, but they still need an event, some kind of a thing to occur to be utilized as a scapegoat. I do not know what this will be. Is it going to be more war, more death, more pain, more suffering? Is it going to be another scamdemic, a combination of the two, something else that we're not thinking about? This is where you and I really need to start focusing on, because you understand the system here. Central banks must, underscored, remain blameless. They must be portrayed as being on the side of angels. You understand? Because they're the ones that are controlling the puppet show right now. They're the ones that are going to be in command, as they are now, of the new system of control. They already have a controlled society. They've managed to divide people so much that there's no way we can come together and elicit any change whatsoever. You understand that? Families have been ripped apart. Friendships have been destroyed on the back of their plan to control us, to divide and conquer us. Their next phase is going to be an event, as I've just said and been telling you for the longest time, where they can say, this is the reason why the system has collapsed. And I really do believe it's going to be sooner than later with what's happening with the BRICS alliance here. Okay, the fact that they're now coming up with a payment system. The Fed here must act, and they're already doing so, to put themselves in a spot where they will not give up the privilege of having the world reserve currency, which means many, 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 many people will be sacrificed. They are going to die because of this mechanism here. I really hope you are getting a picture as to what we're seeing. Now, let me touch on a couple of other things here. 10-year yield this morning is by some miracle coming down. The US dollar is also weakening just slightly. This is being reflected in the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. I do not have a printout. I forgot to make it for you. But you can see that we're kind of stabilizing here. I urge all of you, look, and it's 100% free. I get nothing out of this. I want all of you guys and girls to just pay attention to what's going on. There is a link in the description of this video. You can just look at the MMRI. You can see what's going on. Focus on this. The debt market is the key. You all know that. We are just days away from this presidential selection, people. Okay, it really does not look like all of those calls for a market crash this month. They've all been proven wrong yet again. It's amazing how these people consistently and repeatedly are wrong. It bothers me because some of these people have very large followings, larger than me. And they are consistently misleading their people, not allowing them to take advantage of the system that we are in right now. In other words, leading their own followers to the slaughter. And I think that's a terrible travesty. I really, really do. Ignore it all. You and I understand the key to this entire thing. And we've been light years ahead of the curve on all this, people. All right, anyway, so you all know what's going on. I brought you up to speed. I want to hear from you. Do you believe that this is yet another reason why you should stay or get unbanked? When Janet Yellen here is targeting, Yellen targets unbanked population with a new strategy. She's going to make it easier for you to get banked and easier for you to borrow. Does that sound like something that you're interested in, or does it make you laugh? Makes me laugh. This is part of the plan here, people, to get you sucked into a dying system because they are issuing a new system. The new system is already there. I think you already understand that. It's just a matter of the rollout. The rollout of this system is going to be dependent, again, on an event which will cause world financial markets Forget about crash, okay? I'm talking about world financial markets in free fall like no one has ever seen before. It's going to make the Great Depression crash of 29 and every other market crash before it look like child's play. You understand? That's what they're going to do. They're dismantling the system. They need to crater the system along with world stock markets. Create another extreme depression. You understand? And then they're going to offer you a solution with their smug, smiling faces. Yelling too. And puppet politicians. They're going to say, hold on a minute, everyone. The system just came down. We need a new one. And then what's going to happen here is the central banks are going to choose a puppet, and that puppet is going to be whoever gets selected to sit behind the Resolute desk. Understand what I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to tell you one more time. Whoever is selected on the 5th, okay, you're going to know who the real traitor is. Is it Trump? Is it Kamala? We're going to find out because whoever is selected is being put there to finish this off. Understand? Anyway. All right, look, man. We're out of here. This guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I want to hear from you. Did you get something out of this video? If so, share it. Get it out there. Thumbs up, please. Is a requirement if you consider yourself a lion or even a lion cub. All right? We got to get this information out there. As far as I'm concerned, this is gold. This is gold. All right. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. And I'm looking forward to that. I really do enjoy the live streams with you. It kind of is the highlight of my day. It's really the truth. All right? People, until we meet again, what am I going to tell you? Take care of yourselves and each other always. All right? I'm out of here.